Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down. There's a word in season on today that you don't want to miss. Go ahead, amen. You might want to let the woman up and shout out, hey, it's going down. Y'all better get on board. Let's hear. Let's ride this train. Let's see what's going to go down on today. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to go ahead with a few announcements. First of all, if you missed on yesterday, glory to God, you missed a treat. Every time Elder come on, she just rocked the house. So I tell you, she has a word from the Lord every time. So I encourage you, if you missed it, you can go back. She posted a show on demand. You can also go back and hear that show. Glory to God. It's Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. The show started at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. So if you missed it, just go ahead and click on it and hear that show. Amen. Hallelujah. It was off the chain, the show that she posted. So I want you to go and hear that show. It's awesome. Awesome, just awesome. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Prophetic Corner Ministries. We are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. And this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. Amen. And then the next Hour of Power, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And then you'll go and hear none other than Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And then if you move on back up just a little bit further, you will hear none other than the Wild Impact Team. I call them Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday. Now, I want to encourage you to make sure that you write these times down. I will give them to you again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I don't want you to miss what God is doing in this season. He's doing a miraculous, miraculous thing. He's healing. He's setting people free. You know, amen. This is not our home here. Glory to God. So, you know, they call this the dressing up room. You know, you get all you get, all you need. You can all you can while you can, you know, back in the day, and some people still do it now. They said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put up all these potatoes, and I'm going to make this homemade soup out of these fresh tomatoes, and I'm going to do these peas. Come on, I know some of y'all young folk may not know a lot about this, but I know there are some on the line that know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to put all this stuff up for winter. Glory to God. So that way, whenever it comes wintertime, you have all this fresh produce that you have already canned and put up. Those were the days, I tell you, but now everybody's so instant microwave. Let's get it. Let's put it in the microwave, you know, and see if it boils. Let's see if it rolls, and let's see how it tastes when it comes out. But glory to God. So go ahead and get what you can while you can here, because this is the dressing up room down here. Don't let nobody fool you. Hallelujah. And you say, well, you know I'm bound for heaven. Well, are you living the way God says you're supposed to live? Hallelujah. It don't just happen. You got to make sure you're in line with the word of God. And that's where, you know, we come in at to help you to get what you need and to get your healing. So on Tuesday night, hallelujah, we have Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse, glory to God. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you to go on Facebook and it's Prophetess Yvonne Rouse or Pastor Joseph Rouse. You will see them on Facebook. Beautiful, just beautiful. You'll see the pictures also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want you to go on Facebook and look at the pictures and see which one you want to call. Hallelujah. They both work together. It doesn't matter. Men, I understand sometimes. I understand me anyway. Hallelujah. They will counsel you. All, everybody. It don't matter. Hallelujah. And you know, God has no respect of person, and they don't either. So I need you to go on Facebook, look them up, hit them up, inbox them, and let them know what the need may be so they can do that for you. so they can help you to get to that next level, so they can help you get delivered and set free from whatever it is you need set free from. So I encourage you to hit them up, hallelujah, and get your needs met. I want to also encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many, many, many things from Monday all the way down to Sunday, and it starts over again. Ministry never quits. Hallelujah. You know, you say God never sleeps. Ministry doesn't quit. You just continue on and on and on. Like I said, this is the dressing up room, because you might have missed this something that you need on that the other day so you can get it the next day. You know, that's why I tell you, come on in and join in and hear, for the Spirit of the Lord is saved, because he's saying that he's speaking through his people of God. And you need to come on in and hear what he's saying. So I'm asking you to partner. And in partnering, we're only asking for $25 or more to join. Glory to God. And you will be placed on personal prayer list and prayed for by a team of people who don't mind praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there are some people, amen, hallelujah, there's certain things that they won't touch. But you know what? If you're a child of God, and he called you to do certain things in the ministry, then, hey, you prayed up, you wrapped up, you tied up, you fasted up, hallelujah, your word up, you'll go in and get that devil and pull him out. And I know none other than, glory to God, the wild team. So hit them up and let them know what you may need. Glory to God. And I encourage you to give to the ministry. Give to all the ministries. The ministries are under the same umbrella. Nobody is standing off to the side. Nobody's to the left. We're all under the same umbrella. So give to the ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And watch God move in your life. Now, if that's all the announcements that I have in mind on today, but keep them in mind. Hallelujah. And watch God do some miraculous things in this team. Hallelujah. I know some people say, well, they've been saying the same thing for years and years. But you know what? God don't move in a day sometimes. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to learn how to persevere through whatever it is you got to go through to get to wherever it is you have to get to. So I'm still going to encourage you, hallelujah, to come on in, hallelujah. Now, with all that said in mind, with all those announcements, if you have a prayer request, I just want you to just press the 1 and I will bring you in, amen, and I will pray with you. I don't want you to give me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. And don't tell all your business. Glory to God. If you need further, amen, if you need further prayer, I would ask you, amen, can I just take your number down? I would ask you, and I will get back in touch with you. So if you need prayer, you can go ahead and press the 1 at this time, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see anybody press the 1, so we're going to move on down the road. Hallelujah. While I'm going opening up in prayer, I would like for you to turn to 2 Samuel chapter 13. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 13. My God. So we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer while you're turning to that page. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for yet another day, how you have spared our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you made old death get back and behave, Lord. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for everyone on this line, God. Whatever the need may be, Lord, we know you can fulfill it. Lord, we know, Lord God, that as they seek you, Lord God, with clear understanding, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you would give them the wisdom and the knowledge that they need to go on their daily walk, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for healing in their body, Lord God, wherever they may be hurting it, Lord God. Whether it's knee pain, whether it's legs, Lord God, whether it's a headache, Lord God, whether it's shoulder pains, oh Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak a healing over them right now. In the name of Jesus, we say, come out, huh? Oh, my God, and come no more. In the name of Jesus, don't hurt no more. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this being another year, Lord God, that everyone is returning to school, the teachers, Lord God, and the children, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that the parents walk with the children, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord God, that they go in, Lord God, and they sit down and they can have conversations with the teachers and they follow them all the way through their school year, Lord God. to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do, oh Lord. Father God, we pray for their safety, Lord God. We pray for safe haven. The angels camp around the buses as they travel up and down the highway, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are standing outside the road, Lord God. Father God, let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them, Lord God. Let those that are traveling down the road see them as they go up on them, Lord God, outside the roads, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. We know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. If we keep our minds stayed on you, you said you'll keep us in perfect peace. And Lord, we speak peace to everyone, Lord God, who don't have peace in their heart, Lord. We speak the peace, Lord God, to everyone, Lord God, who's lost a loved one, Lord. We know, Lord God, that only you can heal that hurt. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have grabbed hold of their hand, Lord God, and you walk them through whatever it is they have to go through, Lord God. Lord, we know, Lord God, huh? You said, Lord God, sometimes we may be down in the valley, but you said you'll reach down and you'll pick them up, Lord God, and set them on high, Lord God. Lord, you said you don't have to always go up on the rough side of the mountain. You can go up on the smooth side of the mountain, good God Almighty, and have a wonderful day. Oh, my God. And like I said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. That means to meditate on his word. That means to pray and ask God to give you more revelation of his word so you can have the word down on the inside. So when you need it, it'll bubble out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. And we give you glory. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, yeah, you may struggle sometimes, but, you know, there are sometimes people can lift you back up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They say, listen, you know, amen, hold up. Listen now, God's going to do it. You just got to hold on, wait a minute, and get some truth in it. You know, if he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. You know, just like they was out in the wilderness all the many years. Just think about it. Amen. But they did that on their own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They didn't make the journey and where they should have been. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And how they should have got there because of all the murmuring and complaining, and he failed them and still. Hallelujah. They still murmured and they complained. Hallelujah. Even against those that were leading them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So be careful about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, if we would just learn how to be obedient, amen, and learn how to listen when the Spirit is speaking and not the person. You say, well, I done heard this over and over and over again. Nah, hallelujah. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Know when the Spirit is speaking. If you're connected in this word and you're connected to your leaders, then you're going to know the Spirit is speaking and not them. So I'm going to encourage you on today to listen. Hallelujah. Because they're trying to get you to a place, hallelujah, in the Lord, that you keep saying, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. Well, they're trying to show you how to get there. Hallelujah. And it may not be in one day. It may take a minute because there's some stuff God got to pull out. He's trying to pull out in order to put in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So let's go on, hallelujah, with our message on today. And I'm going to be coming from 2 Samuel chapter 13. And the title of my message is Be Careful What You Think. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can keep thinking on a thing and keep thinking on a thing. And the next thing you know, you're going to react to that. That's why he said take every thought into captivity. You know, that means every wrong thought you got to say, hold up, devil, no. You got to have something on the inside to replace it with. Because just before you know it, you're going to react on those things that you're thinking. You know, and a lot of times people say, well, I'm thinking that I might as well say it. No, don't say it. Let me help you. Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it. Just don't do it. Hallelujah. If it's nothing good, then you know it shouldn't come out. Because blessings and curses shouldn't come out the same mouth. Let's see right here. We're going to look at this 2 Samuel chapter 13, how he kept thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking on the wrong thing. And you know, it just made him sick. Let's go ahead and read a little bit. We're going to read. We're going to talk. We're going to discuss. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And listen, if you have any questions, you can contact me later. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Chapter 13. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Now understand right here, this was Absalom. This is Absalom. I read in one translation, Absalom was, he was good looking too, man, glory to God. And his sister was really, really good looking too also. I read in another translation that they were, she was beautiful. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar. For she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. In other words, he wanted to be alone with her, but he know he couldn't get along with her. So, you know, he wanted to get by himself with her. But guess what? He got so sick. He kept thinking on this thing and thinking on it. And he got sick. Glory to God. It was sick and sad. Come on now. But understand now, these two here were connected. Let's read on a little bit, and we're going to talk about it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to leave y'all in the dark. Hold on. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimra, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man. Okay, listen right here. What it was, hallelujah. Okay, Tamar was his stepsister. Okay, glory to God. Absalom was his stepbrother. Glory to God, hallelujah. But he still wanted to sleep with his stepsister. It didn't matter. You see, you have to be careful about that thing because he thought on it. He kept thinking on it. He kept thinking in his heart, you know, and it got in his heart and it got in his flesh. Hallelujah. Because he just kept thinking on it. I want her no matter what. He didn't care who she was. Ladies, listen. Oh, my God. You know, you can see men walking down the street. Yeah, he nice looking. Yeah, he looks good. That's it. But don't keep thinking on that thing. Glory to God. Because the next thing you know, I mean, you could be in your own, wherever you're in your house, anything. It could be your neighbor, husband, or whatever. And you keep thinking, oh, that man is good looking. Oh, man, I wouldn't mind having him. Good God Almighty. Don't keep thinking on that thing. Hallelujah. Because the next thing you know, amen, you're going to react to that thing you're thinking on. Hallelujah. So just be careful about that. See, he got sick because he was sick. She was a virgin. She wasn't doing none of that. Y'all know what the virgin is, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't, let me help you out. That means she has not laid with any man, any woman, any anything. Hallelujah. But the sheets, and maybe she had a little stuffed animal, you know, something, just keep it real, or something like that. Glory to God. But she had not been with a man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So she was a virgin. Let's move on. And he said unto him, why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? He was saying, what you so sad for? Come on, tell me. Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother's Absalom's sister. Now understand, look right here. He didn't call him his sister because he wanted her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said his brother Absalom's sister. But she was still his stepsister. But guess what? He didn't call it that. He just called it Absalom's sister. Okay? Hallelujah. Because he wanted her. And he didn't want, you know, he was, can you think about it? He was doing that to not make it look so bad because he wanted some other woman. That's what it was. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Let's read 5. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. Now, you see right here, this was David's brother. Okay, he said he was David's brother. And he was telling him how to do it because David's brother was crafty. Now, you know what a crafty person is. They underhanded, they scheming, they tricky, they deceitful, all those things. Now, he going to tell, in other words, his nephew, how to go and sleep with his stepsister. Oh, man. You see, that's all messed up. You know, understand, ladies, men will tell other men how to what to do to get you. Okay? They'll do that. So be careful. You hear me? Hallelujah. They will. They'll tell them what to do. No, you know what? Yeah, I know her. Let me tell you what you need to do. This is what you need to do. Wind down her. Oh, she likes this and she likes that. And they'll go and ask some other friend. You know, I had this person that I know, really dear, really a close person to me, that some women tried to shut them up. Glory to God. And they did. They tried to set him up. But guess what? God showed up and showed out. Hallelujah. He showed, y'all ain't going to get this one. And let me help you out with this. You know why they didn't get that one? And I know, because he had been seated. He seated into the ministry. Yes, he did. Glory to God. You know, when you, whatever's on the head, it's going to fall down and trickle down to those that are in the ministry. Glory to God. He seated into the ministry. That's why he didn't get caught up with all that was going on. Yeah, they would do text, you know, whatever. And he was trying to figure out who they was. But it finally all came out. You know how them old people say it's going to all come out in the wash. And it came out. But that's because he seated into the ministry. And God wasn't going to let him get caught up in that mix. Glory to God. I encourage you, hallelujah, to see, because you, whatever's on the head, it's going to trigger down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If there's goodness, it's going to trigger down. And if there's bad, it's going to trigger down. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 6. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was to come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight that I may eat at her hand. See, Jonadab had already told him what to do and how to get that, how to get her. Now, don't you know that's a crafty and cunning person? He knew how to get people to do that. And he had, and Amnon just so sick because he wanted her so bad. So let me tell you something. Hallelujah. So be careful, hallelujah, when you're going in somebody else's house, ladies. I'm talking to the ladies. Men, I understand. But we're going to talk to the ladies on today. We're going to get y'all. We'll hit y'all another time. But we're going to get the women on today. Be careful how you're going in men's houses. And, you know, oh, well, I'm going in here and I'm going to cook and I'm not going to worry about all this. I ain't worried about it because, you know what, I'm good. He can't make me do nothing. Listen, men's are strong. And they can. I know some ladies are strong, too, also. But they can overpower you sometime at some point. And they can make you so fearful till, you know, things get to happening. Don't stay in there all night. Don't stay in there late. Get up and get out of there. Hallelujah. It's okay, you're dating, yes, but understand, do not do that. You can't go there and think you're going to stay all night. Okay, well, I stayed 10 o'clock that night. Everything was all right. Well, I'm going to go back the next time, and I'm going to stay to 1 o'clock. You know what? The devil's setting you up through that. Hallelujah. But now, this was a different thing here. I just thought I'd give you this little side note with Tamar. She wasn't going there for all that. She was just going to take care of him. And he laid down on the bed. Let's get back to it. And he laid down. Hallelujah. I mean, the king, hallelujah, sent her over, hallelujah, to cook him something to eat. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. Hallelujah. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. He sent her over there, not knowing that that's what it was. See, David thought he was really sick. Hallelujah. You know, that's my son. He's sick. Sure, he ain't pulling no tricks. Glory to God. But see, never did they say anything about Jonadab telling him that he loved Tamar just that much, and he was trying to get us to lay with him. Glory to God. I didn't see that in here. And he should have told him, but I didn't see that. So let's read on. Hallelujah. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down, and she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. See, she took it. She made it right there in front of him. Just like she was just, you know, wanting to take care of him because her dad had asked her, the king, to go over there and take care of him because he was on his bed sick. She was thinking he was sick. She didn't know he was sick with love, because if she did, she knows she wouldn't have went over there. She didn't know he was sick with love. Hallelujah. She never would have thought that her own stepbrother would do that to her. Okay? Telling that story to his dad like he's sick and his uncle, anyway, telling him what to do. You know, it happens, glory to God. It don't happen to just them you some kin to, but it happens, hallelujah, to those that you aren't kin to. I remember, I'm going to give you a little testimony. We're going to have testimonies throughout this thing, and we're going to move on down the road. I remember that that type thing happened, amen, to me, amen, at one point, way back in the day, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. You know, when you first get saved, and then here come all these tests, they're coming at you, glory to God, whom you gonna serve, hallelujah, and it happened, glory to God. So what happened, amen, is just kind of went to sleep, amen, and it was like, maybe I'm going to say 1 o'clock in the morning, glory to God, hallelujah. I tried to shake them and wake them, and they would wake up, but guess what? Only God knows. When your heart is right with God, you ain't got to worry about that, hallelujah. But after that, it never did happen again, because guess what? After I pulled them out, they were through. They were short, okay? After that, they were short. Then come to find out that they had passed out, they were really sick, amen, but I didn't know. Hallelujah, glory to God. They were having some kidney issues, and they had passed out. I didn't really know after they finally got woke up, glory to God. Then I'm like, what's wrong with you, you know? I said, you need to go to the doctor. You know, something's going on with you. So they did, and they had kidney problems, real bad kidney issues. But glory to God, hallelujah, that still don't stop them, glory to God. But after that, then no more of that, hallelujah, glory to God. So there do come times when you have to make sure. You have, when you don't cross the line, but you have to understand whom you serve, and you got to say whom you want to serve and whom you want to be with. If you want to be with them, you be with them. But if you want to be with God, be with God. You know, some people be straddle a fence. Well, I can be with him and be with God. No, that can't happen. He said he don't dwell in the unclean place. So if you got it, amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you like this here. If you got it on this day, just go ahead on and repent, hallelujah, and get it right, because it's time. Time is drawing near. So just go ahead, amen, forget it, repent, and keep it moving. Glory to God. Let's move on. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat it. Okay, he said, no. Now listen. And Amnon said, have out all men from me. And they went out, every man from him. Okay, he was telling all of them, now, okay, y'all can get out. Well, I understand. If he was that sick, his servants could have gave him something to eat, to stay. Yeah, but he didn't want that. He was intended for her to do it because he had something on his mind. But she wouldn't think that because that's her stepbrother. You know, you have to be careful. Understand. The devil is really cunning. Hallelujah. He don't care who he used. So be careful about that. You know, I always hear my biological clock ticking. Like I said, baby, you know, hallelujah. You don't worry about what the clock ticking as long as it is ticking. Because some clocks ain't ticking at all, okay? Some clocks just done stopped. Hallelujah. Some just froze. Oh, glory to God. Praise him. Hallelujah. But don't worry about all that. God will send you who he has for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cake, which she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon, her brother. Now, she didn't know what was going on. He wanted to bring them into the bedroom. Hallelujah. That's what it was. You see how they can be so tricky. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know it. Look, let me come back here. Let me show you something. Let me show you the comforter set that I bought, ladies. Come on. Let's get real. This is live radio, right? Come on. Let me show you. Well, that's okay. I'm glad you bought it. Screenshot me a picture. Send it to me on the phone, and I'll see it. But as far as I'm going in your room and see that, don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. You know, I seen somewhere where this girl was dating this guy, hallelujah, and she met him. She met him on one of the dating websites. She met him on, glory to God. And she went out with a couple of times. She met him at a restaurant. And then after that, she decides to go to the house. Well, she went to the house. He kidnapped her, kept her there all week, raped her, glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. But she finally got away after that week. She got away during the end of that week. She did get away from him. Amen. But guess what? They got him because she had a picture of him. So that's why I said be careful. You know, we women need to ask God for all wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Lord, don't let me walk into this. Hallelujah. Don't let me walk into that. Because, you know, people can call and you can talk to them and you say, well, okay, don't do it. Don't go to their house. Hallelujah. One thing I always say, call and tell somebody where you are. Call and let them know where you are and what you're doing. Glory to God. But don't go to their house. You don't know I'm good enough to go to their house. Hallelujah. So don't do it. Hallelujah. I tell you, if you're going to date, go and drive your own car. So, you know, if they get crazy on you, then guess what you do? You can drive your own car back. You know, I'm not bashing men. I'm just making, you know, making sure that women are safe, you know, because so many women say now, you know, they got to have someone. But you don't want the right someone. God has sent them to you. Glory to God. Let's move on right here. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. See? You see what he did? He got her in there, and then he told me, come and lay with him. Like she would go really, really lay with him. You, my brother, you, why would I want to lay with you? Can you imagine she saying that? No. She was telling him no. But guess what? Hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, no ain't enough. But they won't hear you. Hallelujah. But she was saying no. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. She was saying, don't do this to me. You know, she said, don't do this. You can't do this to me. But he was not hearing what she was saying. Let's move on. And she answered him, let's move on to our 13. And I, whether shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. And she was telling him, don't do this. Don't make me ashamed. She said, go ahead. Go and ask the king to marry me. You know, that he didn't want that. That made him feel like he had power. Glory to God, to go ahead and stronghold, put her in a stronghold to go ahead and take what he wants. You know, some men like that, hallelujah. I got power. I just take what I want. Yeah, you do, and you're going to jail. Glory to God, because no means no, it don't matter. Whichever way it bounce, the ball bounce, no means no. So just remember, no means no, absolutely not. You know, the Bible says that your yea be yea and your nay be nay. That means that your no be no and your yes be yes. That's what it means. Hallelujah. So if somebody said, well, Miss Martha, do you want to go? And I said, no, I ain't doing that. I just tell them no. They said, come on. I said, no. Didn't I just tell you no? You don't understand. Do you read the words coming out of my mouth? I said, no. And they'll tell you, if I said no, then I'm not doing it. It ain't no maybe. I'll think about it. No. I said, no. And you see right here, she, you know, she was telling him, don't do that. Go ask the king, because she didn't want to be ashamed, because she knew what was going to happen. Because if that ever happens, and you know, and you do lay with them, they won't ever marry you. You're done. You're done with that person. Then you want to start all back over again, and that's the hurt. That's the hurtful part to you ladies. It really hurts when you have to start all back over again. Glory to God. Again, glory to God. So don't let it go down like that. Let's move on. How about he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. See, he forced her. She said no, but he forced her because he was stronger than she was, and she couldn't fight him off, and he did. But that wasn't good. So be careful. You know, always when you go to date, you know, stay in the front house, in the front. You need to be in the front if you're going. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because I know some will not hear me today. Hallelujah, but I'm going to put it out there. But be careful. Don't go all back there in the bedroom and all that and all those different things. Listen, I'm just going to keep it real. If you got to go, amen, to the bathroom, make sure you go before you leave home. Hallelujah, glory to God. And make sure you don't drink all that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just make sure everything is taken care of before you get to that point. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love within her. He had loved her, and Amnon said unto her, arise, be gone. Oh, my gosh. See, after that, what did he do? He told her to get up and get out. See? Glory to God. Get up and get out. Bless her heart. Can you imagine how her heart just fell to the bottom of her feet because after he undid what he did? Now you want to kick me to the curb. You know, just like nothing. I'm paraphrasing here. But you know that's how they talk. Glory to God. Oh, he kicked me to the curb. Glory to God. Let's move on. 16. And she said unto him, There is no cause. This evil is sending me away. Is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. He was not thinking about what she was talking about. He hadn't did what he wanted to do, and he was done. Glory to God. And that's how it goes. And then you're thinking, okay, well, I thought me and this person were going to have a relationship after this. No, they just wanted what they want when they wanted, and they were done. So be careful, lady. Because God will send you someone. He'll send you the right somebody. And you ain't even got to worry about all that. Glory to God. I know you say your clock ticking, but it's okay. Hallelujah. My God, it's okay. But, you know, like I said, some clocks ain't ticking. So be glad that you got a clock to tick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Then he called his servant, 17, that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. Ain't that something? He going to tell them to come and get her and throw her out the door and bolt the door so she can't get back in. Can you imagine how Tamar felt after all that had happened? Oh, my God. I know it hurt her. It had to hurt her real bad to see that. And this thing, it was a brother, a stepbrother, that he made it worse. Let's move on. Hallelujah. 19. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her and laid her hands on her head and went on crying. Can you imagine how she was hurting and she was crying so bad? I can imagine. I see Tamar. Amen. Glory to God. Because that kind of thing did hurt. Glory to God for her to go through that. You know, she went over there just innocent. You know, went over there to help him because he's saying he was sick. Hallelujah. So let me help you out, ladies. Whenever they say, well, you know, I'm sick. I need you to come over. Make sure you stop by the store. Amen. Get them some Tylenol. First of all, that's most what people give, Tylenol. Get them some Tylenol and get them, amen, glory to God. Make sure you get them some daycare, some Tylenol, and then you can get them something to eat, too. And here's what you do. You get the sack, put it at the door, knock on the door first, and let them know, here's your food, okay? Here's everything you need to get you well. Hallelujah. And if you need anything further, let me know. Oh, don't forget, make sure you put some juice in there. You know, make sure you put some orange juice in there. So they say orange juice, vitamin C is good for you. So go ahead and put all that in there, knock on the door. Here's your food, and I pray you get well in Jesus' name and leave. Hallelujah. So you know, because sometimes they will pull tricks. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. We're going to get through. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And Absalom, her brother, said unto her, has Amnon, thy brother, been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother. Regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. In other words, she was in his house, and she was lonely. Because, you know, after he had did what he did to her, he told her to hold her peace. You know, he was telling her, you know, don't tell nobody. That's what he was saying. Don't tell anybody. But ain't that something, hallelujah, after what he did for her, and he ain't going to kick her out, bolt the door, hallelujah, and that's what happens, hallelujah. If he ever gets what he wants, ladies, if he ever has sex with you, hallelujah, he's not going to marry you. So I'm telling you, if you want to be kept, God will keep you. You got to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray some more and ask God to keep you, glory to God. And furthermore, don't go out with everyone that comes to you. So you know what? The Lord sent me to you. Yeah, well, what did he send you for? Hold up. You got any? Well, you got property. You got cars. You got land. You got a word. What is it? What you got? Glory to God. I know, you know, the God said that he was going to send me a good God-fearing woman. And he sent you. No, he sent me. That's just a life on the pit. Hallelujah. Then if you look around the corner, they got their wives and their girlfriends around the corner. Oh, my God. So I'm telling you, be careful about listening at the things that are going out now. And the way they're talking, they giving sweet nothings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very wroth. And Absalom spoke unto his brother Amnon neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. He hated him after that. He did, but he didn't have nothing good to say about him. But he didn't say nothing to him. Glory to God. So you know what? Hey, man, the rest of this story, he has something coming. So he can look out because it is coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just be careful. Be careful. I'm going to say it again. Be careful. Don't be tricked. Hallelujah. By the different things that you're thinking because you'll act on it. You know, be careful what you're thinking. You'll act on it, men. Just like Amnon acted on it. Glory to God. See, you have to be careful about your thinking. Hallelujah. Instead, a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Ladies, even we have to be careful about what we're thinking. Hallelujah. Because if we're not thinking the right thoughts, then they'll come to us. And guess what will happen? You know, you'll give in to all that temptation. So be careful about thinking the wrong thing and think the right thing. We serve a good God. So if you believe that he'll take care of you, he will take care of you. And he'll watch over you. It ain't nothing too hard for God. Glory to God. But let's move on. Hallelujah. I want to try to get through with this. Hallelujah. My God. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom and his sheep shearers and Belhazzar, which is beside Ephraim, and Absalom invited all the king's son, and Absalom came to the king and said, "Behold now, servant hath sheep shears. Let the king, I beseech you, thee and his servants go with thy servants." See, he was getting ready to go over, amen, and shear the sheep, but he wanted them to go with him. But you see, amen, glory to God. I'm going to tell a little bit of the story also. We're going to read this, and then we're going to talk about it. Amen. 25, and the king said to Absalom, "Nay, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable unto thee." And he pressed him. How about he would not go, but blessed him? Okay, he was saying, come on, you know, y'all come on and go, you know. He said, no, we don't need to go because we'll be, in other words, we'll be in the way. So we don't need to go with you. And he just kept saying, you know, come on, y'all come on and go. But see, after all time, amen, what was going on, see, he was setting up this thing to get Amnon alone. That's what it was. He was setting it up. And he said, well, come on, send your sons. You know, let everybody come on and go with us. You know, and the king told him, said, no, we ain't going to go. So he was setting it up right then. And he told his men just as soon, hallelujah, he waited 2 whole years. Just as soon as Absalom get married, in other words, he was saying, as soon as he get tow up from the flow up, this is what I want y'all to do. Y'all kill him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kill him and kill him good. Hallelujah. But he didn't say anything. He waited, hallelujah, a whole 2 years. Glory to God. Before he got back at him. Now, don't you think David should have stepped in if he heard that and said something? Okay, he was mad, hallelujah. He said he was really angry, glory to God, but Absalom was really hot. So he didn't give him a chance, hallelujah. He said, okay, hallelujah, I don't worry about this tomorrow. I got this. I'm going to get revenge on what he did to you. So he as he went out, he took him, amen, and they all went out, and Amnon got tore up from the flow up. He was drunk, and he was merry. Glory to God, I'm sure he was. Hallelujah. So they killed him. They did. They killed Amnon. Glory to God. And all the David's sons got on their horses, animals or whatever, you know, and they rode back. Hallelujah. And then here goes Jonadab. Glory to God. He was saying, you know, David was sad after he had heard what happened. He was saying, thinking all his sons were killed. So Jonadab told him, said, well, you know, I don't believe all of them are killed. You know, I just think they said Amnon was the one that was dead. You know, so after all that, he said, see, all of them aren't dead. Here they come, see? And they came back and they told him what had happened. So David got up. He was upset. He had ripped his clothes already. Hallelujah. And he was really, really upset. He was mad with Absalom for killing Amnon. Glory to God. He was good and hot with him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But you know what? Hallelujah. He waited just that long before he got revenge on him. Hallelujah. You know, and he stayed mad. He didn't want to see Absalom for a long, long, long time. He didn't want to see him. Hallelujah. But you know what? Hallelujah. Absalom left and he went to Geshur. And that's where he stayed for a while because he knew David was upset because he had killed hallelujah, his son. But you know what? After all and all and all, then David kind of calmed down some, and he was mad, but he calmed down and he got back to his old self. And, you know, Absalom kind of, you know, he went back, you know, and everything. But, you know, here's the thing to the story. Glory to God. Be careful how you go in men's houses and thinking you can go all up in the kitchen and all up in the bedrooms and all up in the bathrooms and all up in the, don't do it. Just don't do it. Glory to God. Because you want God to keep you. So don't put yourself in a place of temptation. Tamar didn't put himself in that place. He had that thing in his head. But you never know what's working in their minds. Glory to God. You just don't know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And be careful about going on these dating websites and, you know, seeing these men. And, yeah, you're saying you're dating them and you're taking friends with you and stuff and all is well. No, be careful about all that. This is just a warning. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray, hallelujah, right now in the name of Jesus for every woman that wants a man, hallelujah, glory to God, that God will send you the right man. Glory to God. He ain't going to send you nobody who ain't got nothing going for himself. Hallelujah. There's a lot that saying, well, you know, I love the Lord, and you know, I know the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. But if you're tipping and dipping and slipping, hallelujah, and you won't be the tip and dip and slip with you, then you don't know who he is for real, because you know what you're doing to me, you're dragging me down, and my blood is going to be on your hands. So that day, whenever you go before the judgment day, he's going to ask you, well, why, hallelujah, why did you make, hey, man, my child go astray? Because you did that, glory to God. I know we are all free will, glory to God. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. You can go or you can refuse, the glory to God. But also that person that tried to pull you into that sin, hallelujah, he's going to talk to them, hallelujah. No, and he's going to say, depart from me. You see what you did. You pulled her out. You pulled him out, and you made him do this thing. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he wasn't intending to do it, but you kept pressuring him and putting him under pressure. So let me tell you, the blood is on your hands, glory to God, hallelujah. So we're going to pray right here, hallelujah, for the women, hallelujah. Glory to God, that God will give you wisdom and he will let the man find you. Stop trying to find a man, hallelujah. Let him come and find you. He said, when man find a wife, he find a good thing and he find favor. Don't you want the man that you have some favor with God? Glory to God. Ain't nothing like his favor, hallelujah. So let me pray for the favor of God. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for every woman, Lord God, that's listening under the sound of my voice. And those that are listening by way of, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you give them some staying power, Lord God. Let them know your word is so and it is true. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them know that they don't have to fall down, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them know that they can stay strong in you and stay strong in your word, oh God. Each and every day, Lord God, just hold on to your unchanging hand, because you will see them through, Lord. In the name of Jesus, even in their darkest hours, you will walk them through, Lord God, whatever they have to go through, every trial, every trouble, and every tribulation, let them know that they just don't need anybody, but you have the right somebody for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you have the right mate. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, just lead them and guide them in you, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them be still and know that you are God, and nothing catches you by surprise. In the mighty name of Jesus, every step that they take, you will ordain them. Just stay connected to the word. Just stay connected in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, let them know, Lord God, that temptation, Lord God, it only lasts for a minute. In the name of Jesus, but once they put the word on it, it will flee. It said, resist the devil, and he will flee. Let them know to take every thought into captivity, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that you're leading and guiding them, Lord God, that you're sending them the mate that you desire for them to have, so the two can walk together and be one. The two can walk together and be on one accord, Lord God, and they won't be unequally yoked. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. and we give you the glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line one more time. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the one. I'm going to open up my line a second time. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the one. I will bring you in. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just be careful. Hallelujah. And watch what you're thinking on. Hallelujah. Because you see what he did. He thought so long. You know, and he thought long. Hallelujah. So we got to watch our thoughts also. Because I'm going to tell you something. Because once you're thinking on certain things, then guess what? That's what you're thinking on. And that thing is going to draw to you. Hallelujah. The next thing you know, you can, okay, you say, well, I didn't speak it, but you're thinking on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what's drawing to you. Those that you shouldn't even be around. Those that you don't want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just like a magnet. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So just be careful. Hallelujah. Well, nobody pressed the one, amen, but I'm going to encourage you again to make sure you go on and hear Minister Elaine Jackson coming up next on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I forgot to mention she's an author. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, y'all better get that book. Hallelujah. Get the book. You can hit her up on Facebook. My God, my God. Hallelujah. And tell her, you know, you want the book, and she'll tell you exactly how you can get it. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. We got an author on board. So come on and hit her up and let her know you want the book. Glory to God. And don't forget Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't forget, hallelujah, I think this Tuesday, hallelujah, I think we're going to have a special guest. So it don't matter whoever preaching it. I know it's going to be awesome. Just make sure you're there at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget Saturday, Elder Bertha asks you, amen, man. Some of the prayers that she put down, good God Almighty, hallelujah. I know that them demons be trembling when she gets through off this line. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. And don't forget Prophetic Corner Ministries on next Sunday, same time, same station. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. I repent of all my sins that I have committed against you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood washed, born believer. You know, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Amen, and glad that you have came into the kingdom of God. Now get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught, the word of God is being lived, hallelujah, and get connected, hallelujah, with the wild team, because God has taken us where no man has gone before, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction, and I'm going to get out of here. The next voice you'll hear is Minister Elaine Jackson, so make sure that you tune in and see her and hear her in 30 minutes. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week. We will see you back on next Sunday.